David Vaughan is staying with us, as I hope you will as well, for a trip down memory lane, or rather through the halls of the Czech Radio Archives.
Poslal jsem právě panu předsedovi vlády dopis, jím se vzdávám svého prezidentského úřadu. A obracím se na vás, abych se s vámi jako prezident rozloučil.
The voice of the second Czechoslovak president, Edvard Beneš, in somber tones announcing his resignation on October the 5th, 1938. Since becoming president in 1935, he had been haunted by the spectre of Nazi Germany, as Hitler had fueled separatist sentiment among the country's 3.5 million German speakers. Here is an extract from Beneš's vain appeal for reconciliation a few months earlier in April 1938.
The Czechoslovaks and the Germans in Czechoslovakia are major factors in European culture. Theirs is the duty and theirs should be the ambition to set the rest of Europe a good example and show how nationality difficulties should be correctly and rationally solved in the interests of the country which has been their common home for centuries.
Beneš had put all his efforts into persuading Czechoslovakia's allies not to let Hitler annex the Czech borderlands, but when his appeals were ignored, he resigned and went into exile in Britain. 5 months later, in March 1939, German troops marched into Prague, and it was not long before the world was at war. From 1940, Beneš was the Czechoslovak president in exile. The following recording is from a British newsreel of 1942, just after the Nazis had destroyed the Czech village of Lidice.
We must all stand together in order to prepare, after victory has been achieved, a peace in Europe of which we could already today solemnly declare that all that we are passing through now, today, in this war, will never happen again.
Immediately after the war, Beneš returned home as president, along with many Czechs and Slovaks who had fought alongside the British. On September the 29th, 1945, he addressed thousands of Czech veterans on Prague's Old Town Square, and also took the opportunity to say some words in English.
Hearty words of thanks to the government of Great Britain, which for nearly 5 years offered us hospitality at a time when we all were exiles, which afforded you proper training and gave you the most modern arms and the opportunity in splendid fighting brotherhood with your British comrades to engage in the struggle against our national enemies.
Three years later, President Beneš was dead. In June 1948, he resigned, having been completely marginalized by what amounted to a communist putsch 4 months before. He died of natural causes in September 1948, as his country returned to totalitarian rule.